President Obama stressed diplomacy backed by the threat of military force as the way forward in Syria. In his speech to the nation last night, he asked Congress to delay a vote on military intervention while a Russian proposal to remove Syria's chemical weapons is hashed out. Here is NPR's Mara Liasson.
The president said that a Russian proposal to let Syria escape military reprisal if it promptly gave up all its chemical weapons had the potential to resolve the situation peacefully. But the president also said he was asking the military to maintain its current posture, ready to take action if diplomacy fails.
America's not the world's policeman. But when, with modest effort and risk, we can stop children from being gassed to death and thereby make our own children safer over the long run, I believe we should act.
The president said American leadership, ideals, and national security were all at stake as he tried to turn around the strong tide of public opposition to a military strike. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
And the president says he continues to discuss Russia's proposal with President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State John Kerry is headed to Geneva to meet with his Russian counterpart tomorrow. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Christopher Hill believes Russia's involvement may well be productive.
The Russians have been pretty strong in various international fora against these kinds of banned weapons. So I think the Russians have a real interest in making sure that something is done about this.
President Obama says the U.S. and its allies will work with Russia and China to present a resolution to the U.N. Security Council, one that will require the Assad regime to give up its chemical weapons and ultimately destroy them under international control. The haggling now is over enforcement. The U.S. and France are demanding Syria verify disarmament under threat of very severe consequences for noncompliance.